This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let me explain something. We are actually tracking something breaking.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
We've been tracking this for about a half hour, 45 minutes. I am very careful about bringing things like this to you before I know anything and acting like I know something I don't know. Here's what I do know. Something happened at a parking garage in Manhattan. All right. There's all kinds of speculation already. Is it a terrorist attack? Was it an explosion? Was it over the? I don't know. I don't know. I know in a parking garage, there were people in it. And parts of that parking garage are no longer there. We know there are people injured. I believe we have confirmation there's one dead at this point in time. I'm not going to sit here and make this a show about trying to follow internet rumors. So whenever we know things, when I know any kind of an update on this for you tonight, we're live, I will let you know. But that's just kind of how we always handle that stuff, especially when it comes to people being dead, and you can go off the rails on something like that really fast. It was Al-Qaeda. No one knows anything right now. It could be a gas leak. No one knows anything. Let's just hold up. And the people who do know, I haven't talked to them yet. So there we go. All right. After we get into this cities thing and kind of a preview of where we're going, I'm going to take some calls tonight. But before you call, remember, the number is 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. I need to be clear about something. I've gotten soft on the phones. I never take them, but when I do, I've gotten soft. And I don't know why this happened. You know what? I do know why it's happened. Because I love you guys. And so sometimes it's hard to be hard. But listen, here on the Jesse Kelly Show, when we do take phone calls, there are rules, and they're not like other shows, all right? There's no small talk. No, hi, Jesse. How are you? Love the show. I'm not going to respond. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you so much. That's it. Let's just assume we're on the same page with all that. We're going to make a big assumption tonight. You get right to the point. If you do not, you're getting a hook. All right? 877-377-4373. Now, before we get to that, I have confirmation of something else. This one happened, I believe, earlier today. But a second Walmart in Chicago has been pillaged. Absolutely pillaged. And if you could see the video I'm looking at right now, pillaged is the best way to describe it. It looks like a Mongolian horde descended on Walmart. There's nothing. They took it all. The only stuff that's left is the stuff they stomped into the ground. It's terrible. Now, moving forward, I believe this is going to affect not just the corporate world, but America in a potentially positive way. And let me be clear. What's happening in America's cities, New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, LA, San Francisco, that's awful. People are living in hell, and it's awful that some people can't escape it. So I'm not celebrating it. And look, setting the people part of it aside, as a nation, it's bad to have your cities as a disaster because your cities are what goes on the billboard of your country. If you're looking at a billboard of Hungary, guess what's on there? Budapest. You're looking at a billboard of America. You'd see Chicago or New York or the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. As much as I love the country, as much as I love Montana, where I'm from, there aren't Montana billboards in Japan. I bet you there are New York billboards in Japan. That's the way it goes. So it's bad for the country. Okay, so let's all acknowledge it's bad now. But moving forward, think about this. One of the main problems we've had with so many people being fully indoctrinated in communism in this country is they never have to encounter the real world, and they never have to encounter an alternate worldview. You're an anti-communist. You know what you get to experience all day long? Communist propaganda. When you turn on the Today Show in the morning as you're getting ready for work, communist propaganda. If you go to a movie, especially if it's some Disney pile of trash, communist propaganda. Over and over and over and over and over again, you're bombarded with it. So you're used to it. You're hardened to it. None of this culture shares your values, so you're used to that. But if you're one of these people, you know what? Forget about commies. Just what you think to be a normal person. Leans left. You know how we always discuss these communists. If you're one of those people, do they ever, ever hear from you or your values? Do they ever hear me? I've got a nationally syndicated radio show. Not that I deserve it, but I have a nationally syndicated radio show. It's on across the country. Do they ever hear me? No, they're never going to tune in. They're not going to listen. They're not going to watch. Their school teachers aren't going to tell them this. Their culture, their entertainment isn't going to tell them the truth. So we have a ton of people in this nation who've never encountered the truth and never encountered an honest alternate worldview. If the cities go the way they're going to go, and that is down from here, here's what's going to happen. We were talking about Chicago, so let's stay there. Okay, Walmart's closing. We got at least four Walmart stores that are closing. The bad neighborhoods in Chicago, the poor black neighborhoods in Chicago, the ones where really the violent crime and murder. I watched a documentary on one time, and they were interviewing these young gang members, and it really was unreal. None of them even expected to live to 20. They were going to kill as many people as they could and deal as many drugs as they could, but they knew they were going to die soon. And most of their friends would die soon. And that was just kind of how they lived their life. That's taking place in America. So you take those poor black neighborhoods. They all went out and voted for that communist Brandon Johnson because he's black. And now they're pillaging the Walmarts and really what's left, because Brandon Johnson, even though I don't even think he's sworn in yet, he's totally enabled all this. He's basically cheering them on. Now what's going to happen is they're going to pillage their neighborhoods, but Vikings don't stop raiding. Vikings don't get tired of the raids once they've gotten everything close to them. I don't know, Eric. What do you think? Should we stop? That other place seems too far. No. Raiding is what they do. A Viking raids. The pillaging must continue. Well, where's it going to go? The pillaging is going to begin expanding outside of just the really bad neighborhoods in Chicago, and it's going to move into the business areas of Chicago. Even the white liberal neighborhoods, which that's going to be hilarious, but still, it's going to expand into the business centers of Chicago. And I'm talking about Chicago, but I'm really talking about multiple cities. This applies to Minneapolis, New York. This applies to many places. As it expands there, what will happen is businesses will leave. businesses love, especially big corporations, they love setting up shop in major cities. It's great for attracting new talent. Again, back to my Montana, I don't want a dog on it, and that's certainly a better place to be than Chicago right now. But if I've got some hotshot young talent I'm trying to recruit out of college, and it's me, and I'm competing with another bank. I'm a bank, and then there's the Bank of Chris. And I'm selling him on Bozeman, Montana, where I grew up. Hey, man, there's great hunting and fishing. You can come skiing out here. That's fun. Everyone loves to ski, right? And there's hiking, a lot of hiking. And Chris is selling him on New York City. Okay, well, I have everything here. We'll get you a fancy apartment in Manhattan. He's going to Chris. He's going to the Bank of Chris, which Chris probably would have a bank, but that's besides the point. Businesses love to set up shop in cities for a variety of reasons. But once it becomes dumb business-wise, they will leave. They're already hemorrhaging out of places like Indianapolis and Chicago and San Francisco. Businesses are going to begin relocating. When businesses relocate, they're going to pull their key employees, at least, if not all of them, they're going to pull their key employees with them. Okay, the Bank of Jesse, which we can't do business in Chicago anymore. It's too unsafe here. We can't get executives to come visit. We can't get hot talent because hot talent actually doesn't want to move to Chicago anymore now. We are relocating to this blood red suburb in Illinois. Let's keep it close. We're relocating to a suburb in Illinois. Well, let's walk through that, where that goes from here. And then we'll get to some of these calls. 877-377-4373. Dang, it's been so long. I forgot the number. 877-377-4373. Also, get your T levels up. Remember this. This is not something we talk about that we dismiss. Guys are great about this. I'm certainly wonderful about this, just dismissing problems. Ah, it's fine. It's not a problem. It's testosterone levels being half of what they were 50 years ago is not a problem. It will end society. You can't have a society with T levels dropping like that. I know it's kind of vulgar to say we're going to talk about childless homes and things like that, but we need to have kids, a lot of them. Go get a male vitality stack from Chalk. Natural herbal supplements. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. 35% off at Chalk.com when you get a subscription. They have female vitality stacks as well. They have chocolate powder for the morning. Put it in your smoothie, vitamins, minerals. Let's get healthy without big pharma now, right? Healthy and strong. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Apparently, the ATF director doesn't know what a firearm is.
Could you, in 15 seconds, would you define an assault weapon for me?
So
if you go after 15 seconds, I'll just interrupt you.
So I'll go shorter than that because I honestly do think that's a, if Congress wishes to take that up, I think Congress would have to do the work. But we would be there to provide technical assistance. I, unlike you, I'm not a firearms expert to the same extent as you may be, but we have people at ATF who can talk about velocity of firearms, what damage different kinds of firearms cause, so that whatever determination you chose to make would be an informed.
The head of the ATF can't define assault rifle. Of course he can, remember, but remember, you know why. They never give you a definition. They will always demand, the communists will always demand, you define this. You can't even define that. Define this. You can't define that. But he never gives you any definition. He never gives you a hard and fast thing. Why? Because then if he was ever to actually achieve it, he would have to stop. But his intention is not to stop. His intention is to destroy without end. Therefore, we never get a definition at all. All right, remember, no small talk. All right? No small talk. Joe, Alabama, go.
Jesse, I'm going to make a statement. The statement is that the USA is a free country in name only. China is a communist country in name only. Now, I can qualify that, and you could too if you went to China. You already know about the USA. There's so many people on welfare here in USA. You don't have the right to do anything in a lot of places. In China, you do. And I am not a Chinese. I'm not Chinese. I'm American. I've been here in America for 70 years, okay? And I love it here. But you should at least book a flight, go to Hong Kong. When in Hong Kong, get your visa to go up to, see, 15.
I don't spend my money in China. Jane, Ohio, go.
Hi. 66 years around the sun I've been, and I have three boys serving in the military, Army, Navy, Marines. I'm telling you, we lived in D.C. We moved out here to Ohio to, guess what, Uncle Adolph's farm. And I'm near Steubenville, Ohio. And what I've seen and heard from Uncle Adolph is Steubenville was a shining light back in the 40s and the 50s. Well, further back than that.
Hold on, Jane. Who's Uncle Adolph?
Yeah. He's my uncle.
You really have an uncle named Adolf? All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you were talking about that the other night, and I'm going, wait, I have an Uncle Adolf.
That's cool. All right, go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted.
But anyway, Steubenville, beautiful town, home of Dean Martin. Mm-hmm. You know, it just was a great city. The buildings down there are awesome, but they're all decaying because they had a Democratic, corrupt ruler, you know, town council, mayoralship. They had every opportunity to turn that town around and just were too greedy not to do it.
You know, it's a really sad state of affairs because, as you know, I was born in Steubenville. This is my area. I lived in Toronto, the tiny town right next to Steubenville. I was born in Steubenville, Ohio. And so I grew up in the Rust Belt until I was 10, and that's when I moved to Montana. And that was just simply the story. It was known in my family. We're a construction family that these towns, these once bustling manufacturing towns and even bigger cities like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is the man, you know, steel city. They go union, which I'm not really anti-union. I like union guys. I hate union leaders, but they go hardcore union and then they bundle money and go hardcore Democrat and they just rotted themselves out. And it is a sad state of affairs because I love the Midwest, man. And I don't know, probably just because of my roots, I like a robust manufacturing center. I believe that's the true strength of a nation, the true strength of your military power. And we just destroyed ours, just wrecked it. Lynn, Mississippi, go.
Jesse, you please stop saying that someone won a Medal of Honor. They are the most humble people in the world, and they hate that phrase because they will flat tell you they didn't wake up that morning to win anything. They went to work, and they did something heroic because they had to. And it really, after a while, pisses them off. It's not a contest. It's a life thing. And they just happen to be the person to step up and do it.
Yeah, no, I'm still going to say that sometimes. I'm still saying that sometimes because it's, they earned it. They won it, saying the same thing. No, I'm still going to keep saying what I was saying. Bonnie, South Carolina, go.
Hey, Jesse, there is still hope. I spent the evening last night with my 13-year-old granddaughter, and I asked her what she thought about this transgender thing. She said, I think they just want attention. After all, don't we have more important things to worry about? Aren't we about a minute away from a war with China?
How about that? 13 years old. You know, I'll tell you this. The more and more I talk to people who have kids or who have grandkids, the better I feel. And I've told you this before on the show. My generation. I believe that we have failed. I'm pointing fingers at me. We have failed in holding back the communists. They gained so much that I view that as a failure of me on my behalf. But the young people today, like that young lady, shoot, like my sons, they're hyper aware of this stuff now. They are going to be forged in fire. They are going to be the best tip of the spear, hard-nosed anti-communists. They see all this crazy crap all around them. And they're going to come out the better end, ready to truly take these people on. I do believe it. And look, I'm not doing pie in the sky stuff. Oh, they're going to save America. Maybe not. But they're going to save big portions of it. I guarantee you they will. I'm excited about it. All right. We'll do some more of these. We have to talk about the FBI really quickly. But we're going to do some more of those calls. 877-377-4373. Here's a quick headline for you. Ohio, speaking of Ohio, pro-life pregnancy center attacked by the radical Jane's Revenge group, and they spray-painted on the side of it, abort God. I just want to remind you, these people, they're religious. Remember that. It's not your religion, but they're religious. And attacking a pro-life center? Attacking people like Preborn? Preborn's just offering free ultrasounds, and then after the free ultrasound, they offer 2 years of care if she needs it. Diapers, formula, substance abuse, housing, and you attack these places and firebomb them and vandalize them? What do you think you're up against, bad or evil? Go help Preborn fight these people. $28 buys that ultrasound. That's how we win. Keep giving young ladies ultrasounds so they get them and choose life. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right? Preborn.com/Jesse. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'll get back to these calls here in just a second. I wanted to go over a couple things. I'll tell you this, though. It sounds like we're moving to Iowa, boys and girls.
Senate File 542 will allow 14 and 15-year-olds to work in roofing, in excavation, in dangerous manufacturing, in the operation of saws and guillotine shears, and in demolition. Roofing, excavation, and demolition are some of the deadliest occupations for adults, to say nothing of teenagers. Now, rather than actually addressing the root of the problem, Iowa Republican politicians are advancing legislation to roll back child labor protections that, as we heard, were hard won and that protect our youngest workers from being in harm's way.
Iowa sounds epic. Forever, I have been championing the repeal of child labor laws because they're ridiculous in this country. And finally, the day has come. That's exciting. You know what's not exciting? Before we get back to these calls, America's kind of done having kids. And it shows the trend is going that way. And I don't care whether people have kids or don't have kids individually, right? You live your own life the way you want to live it. And sometimes it doesn't work that way. Sometimes people can have kids. Sometimes people don't find someone to marry. So I get all that. But as a national trend, couples, married couples, are moving away from having children. And historically, that's not a good sign for the country. I get it, though. Look, I get it. We get emails all the time. Jesse, I don't think I want to bring any more kids into this world. Jesse, with all this filth, I don't think I want to raise children in this world. It's too, I understand. I would argue that you're probably exactly the kind of person who should be raising kids in this world, but I understand. I'll just say that is that's a sad state of affairs, isn't it? All right, let's get to a couple emails and the calls. Jesse, our local school board election is in May. He might be in Texas. Ours is in May. We have two school board members that are commies up for re-election. I've spoken, texted, and emailed everyone I know that is a Republican and begged them to get out and vote these two awful people off the school board. Most of the people I texted had no idea there was a school board election coming in May. We conservatives must alert other conservatives in our friend acquaintance circles to get out and vote in these local elections. Don't be shy or embarrassed. 100%. This is the kind of easy activism we can do that if we don't care enough to do this, then we need to stop saying we love the country. I've told you before, I'm on this brutal group text message exchange because I hate group texts that I have it silenced, but it's with all the dudes in my neighborhood. And it's 90% sports talk, which I don't really watch much anymore. Or, hey, where are we getting together this Friday? Hey, we throwing horseshoes this Friday, something like that. But do I throw things in there now, political? You bet I do. And as you can imagine, I'm not subtle about it. And I'm going to be riding all these guys into the ground in May. Hey, school board election, here's who you vote for. School. They don't know. They don't know. Let's wake the normie norms up. You're the one who knows. You're the one who's been to your state secretary of state page. You know when your next local election's coming up. You know those are the ones we can win. That's how we fight back and win. We have to inform the masses. I know that kind of sucks because it's all on us, but nevertheless, it's all on us. Mike, Colorado, go.
Hey, Jesse, I feel like I'm going to get lambasted a little bit for this one. But
no, just go, Mike. Don't worry.
I've heard you say in the past that you want to see the 2024 candidate like Donald Trump and Heavy D go at it, and whoever the best man wins.
Yes.
And that's great, and I'd love that. However, I think that the DNC tends to spend a lot more of their money on having a very robust, well-oiled election machine, meaning like ballot harvesters, lawyers that can change election laws and everything. And that's how they get vegetables like Fetterman and Biden elected. And I just feel like we need to be more like that. I mean, and we can't be spending all of our energy on a primary. And I heard
I'm
another
not killing you for this. No, Mike, I'm not killing you for that. That's a perfectly reasonable take to have, that you would rather we spend our time and our money and our energy on other things. I ain't the all-knowing God of the universe either. I could be wrong. It's the reason I say that. Part of the reason I say that is, one, I believe it, and two, it's inevitable anyway, Mike. Donald Trump ain't getting out of the race. The Heavy D's getting in the race, and there ain't no stopping it. Because the fight is inevitable anyway, that's part of the reason I say it. That's not a stupid take. That's not a stupid take at all. Look, part of the reason they spread so much money around, too, keep this in mind. Like, I'm looking at a headline right here. House Democratic campaign arm outraises the House GOP by $12 million in the first quarter. Part of the reason they are such a well-oiled machine when it comes to election laws and lawyers and things like this is they simply raise more money because their rich people will write massive checks to their cause, whereas our rich people will still write massive checks to Harvard. We were talking about it last week. I'm not going to go into the details again. Another Republican donor last week, major donor. And I've never met him. Maybe a good guy, probably a good guy. Strokes a half a billion, I said billion with a B, a half a billion dollar check to Harvard, a communist university. He's getting a building named after himself now. It's very wonderful. Yay, buildings! We're writing half billion dollar checks to communist universities to reward them for producing a new crop of communists. Are Democrats writing half billion dollar checks to a single Republican cause out there? Of course not. That's really the beauty of our position. If we would wake up and realize what we are, where we are, we have fewer places we have to give money. If you're a Democrat, let's say I'm a communist billionaire and I want to start spread my money around and spread my religion of death all over the place. Gosh, you know what the hardest part would be? figuring out which one to give it to. Shoot, I can give it to university and create more communists. I can fund any one of these, quote, nonprofit groups that are actually communist organizations. I can funnel it down to the BLM, Antifa street animals. I can do this. I can do that. If you're a Republican donor and you actually want to support an anti-communist cause of some kind, you've only got like three places to give. And the RNC isn't one of them. And we're still giving to them. We need to be smarter. We need to be smarter. I'm going to do a Trump Heavy D update here in just a moment. I'll tell you what happened today, but all right. Brian, Florida, go.
I'm being told that we're supposed to copy them with their early voting and like legal ballot harvesting. And on the other side of it, our founders designed and a balanced system to add or subtract power to the House by shifting political power to, you know, states that are governing more correctly. And with our American migration, that's supposed to happen. With this open border, isn't it like usurping that entire process that we...
Correct. That's very, very correct. Very intelligent. They are... The open border forever... Again, this comes back actually to Republicans really quickly. Just I'll sidetrack onto them for a moment. Republican major donors have historically loathed any kind of border security, because most of the time they're big time businessmen. They own hotels and whatnot, and they thrive on the cheap labor of illegal immigrants. But the truth is, having a wide open border, flooding your country with poor people, with people who have no affinity for the nation whatsoever, who just want to walk in here and pillage it, that's only helping the other side. And he's 100% right. It's part of their plan to negate our advantage when it comes to picking up these congressional seats. It's a big deal. It's a really, really big deal. All right. Now, we're going to get back to these in a second. We'll update you on the Trump Heavy D thing from today. It's time to have a talk. It's time to have a talk. Then we get back to these calls. 877-377-4373. Before we get to that, let's talk about going to the vet. It's freaking expensive, man. It costs a lot of money to go to the vet. And more, you realize, gosh, having a dog with health problems is a financial burden. It's not just that we want our dogs to live a long time. Man, sick dogs cost a fortune. Rough greens, all natural, 100% natural. Loading your dog up with antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes. A supplement your dog will love. You pour it on his food, breakfast and dinner. That's how you stay away from the vet. That's how you keep your dog alive a lot longer. A free jumpstart trial bag for your dog. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. That gets you a free bag. All you pay for is the shipping, all right? Roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. It's not the final segment. Final segment this hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, but then there's a whole other hour. You know how excited that makes me? That's how excited that makes me. Get back to the calls here in a minute. These have been great tonight, but let's do a quick Trump Heavy D update. So Heavy D and DeSantis, everyone knows the whole story behind the Disney World stuff. Florida was passing a law telling teachers, hey, stop talking about sex stuff to kindergartners. That's really all it was. Stop talking about sex to kindergartners. Of course, the communists lied. They began calling it the Don't Say Gay Law, and they freaked out. And the communist front groups out there, like the Human Rights Campaign, things like that, they began to ride Disney World in Florida, because Disney World has historically swung a big stick of power in Florida. Think about the money they bring into Florida. Think about the political influence you wield when you're a corporation that size. So they started riding Disney, and Disney had been heading far left for a long time. They'd already filled up their company with a bunch of nutballs, and Disney decided to go all in on the fight and start attacking Florida and Florida's law. Florida said, up yours. No, it's passing. Then Florida began going after Disney's special status. They essentially are their own nation. It was 60 years ago they were granted this special status, allowing them all kinds of leeway in what they do and what they don't do. And Florida, because your state shouldn't allow a corporation to sexually groom children within it, Florida stepped in and said, okay, well, that status is gone. Disney tried to do a workaround behind them, and Florida, I think it was yesterday, day before, finally put the final nail in their coffin and said, no, you're gone. Goodbye. A good thing, right? Remember, just like we were yelling about the Anheuser-Busch stuff, it's important that we leave corporate carcasses on the side of the road, not just for them, as an example to anyone else who might think about doing the same. And look, you know, in my opinion, what I would rather do, I would rather fire every employee, empty the park, and then dynamite everything down, and I would gather all the other corporations in the state around to watch me do that, and I would say, you're next if you sexually groom children. Goodbye. But, okay, this is a good start. So, today Trump went to social media, and this is what he said. DeSantis is being absolutely destroyed by Disney. His original PR plan fizzled, so now he's going back with a new one in order to save face. Disney's next move will be an announcement that no more money will be invested in Florida because of the governor. In fact, they could even allow a slow withdrawal or sale of certain properties or the whole thing. Watch, that would be a killer. In the meantime, this is also unnecessary, a political stunt. Ron should work on the squatter mess. And as you can imagine, Trump people and DeSantis people, they're the same people. DeSantis' people don't hate Trump. Trump's people don't hate DeSantis. Trump's people are not pleased with Trump. They're screaming at him, what are you talking about? You're once again backing off another one of the what are you talking about? He's not backing off of a major group. He is, however, making a big mistake. And this is his mistake. He believes right now that he has to define Ron DeSantis. That's why he attacks him all the time, over and over, because he's a primary opponent. And I have no problem with that. Good. Go have a nice primary. Go beat each other up. That's fine. So he believes he needs to attack DeSantis. The problem, the mistake he keeps making is he's not understanding politically when he should check fire and when he should blast away. If you oppose everything DeSantis does, then what happens is when DeSantis does something good, like the Disney thing, you'll oppose him just to oppose him, and now you look like you're not the guy who's ready to fight the culture wars. That's what he looks like right now. But he probably doesn't even believe this. He's just reacting to whatever DeSantis says. Ah, DeSantis is stupid. It's stupid. Well, now you look like you're pro-Disney. You can't be the pro-Disney candidate. You can't afford that. What he needs is a much better team and more discipline. That you can't, when DeSantis notches a win, you don't have to praise him. He's your opponent. He's your enemy. That's fine. Shut up, though. when he gets a win, just be quiet for a couple days. He'll eventually make a mistake, and then you pile on him and blast him away. When he does something good, and then you criticize him for it, what you're doing is you're losing more and more of your people, either to him or to someone else. There are other candidates people are going to support in the race. You're shooting yourself in the foot. If I set up a coffee shop, and Michael sets up a coffee shop across the street, and Michael gets out there one day and begins offering a free cup of coffee. Everyone who's poor, all the poor come in for a free cup of coffee. That's a nice thing to do, right? Free cup of coffee for the poor. And because I just want to oppose Michael, get out there with a sign and say, screw the poor. They don't deserve coffee. Well, I didn't hurt Michael. I hurt me. I should just shut up and watch him give out the free coffee. This is what's happening. But it is what it is. Jen, Colorado, go.
Hey, so I wanted to get your opinion on something, and I've been thinking it for a while. Two parts. One, I think Trump should go away. I like Trump. And used to not like him. I liked him, and then I voted for him twice. But at this point, it almost seems we just want him to go away. But what if he says he's running in 2024, and at the last minute, he pulls out, and then DeSantis wins?
That's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. Remember, they're both running. And I don't fault you for having the thought, because we all will have these times where we just want to unify and let's unify against the Dems. We get this feeling as we look around at all this destruction and we get this feeling of desperation of, oh my gosh, we have got to have the presidency. We got to save this country. All that matters is beating Gavin Newsom in 2024. That's what we, I get the same way. I'm not blaming you. And when we get like that, remember when you get desperate, when your anxiety gets up, you'll agree to things you would never agree to otherwise. And so you'll also come up with ideas that are not plausible. Donald Trump is a type A ego-driven man who believes he was cheated out of the presidency and believes he was a good president the first time and believes he deserves a second shot at it. Ron DeSantis is a type A ego-driven man who believes he has led the Republican Party for the last 2 years, been the best governor in America by a mile, and he deserves to be the GOP nominee in the presidency. They both feel that way. Those guys don't have a kumbaya in situations like that and come together and, hey, let's just agree that we're kind of friends. Nope, that's not how dudes do it, especially dudes like that. Dudes like that have got to have a fight. That's all there is to it. And I realize that can make people uncomfortable at a time of desperation in the nation. I would argue it shouldn't make you uncomfortable. Like these missteps like that from Trump, a hardcore primary helps him clean those up because you have to tighten things up. When you learn lessons, you get whipped when you screw up. They're all going to screw up. DeSantis is going to screw up too. And you, because you have to compete, you tighten up and get better. Right? All right. We'll do some more of these. I've been having fun with these. Talk a little more Disney, but first let's talk about your feet. Because I know we don't pay enough attention to our feet. I certainly do not. I have gotten better as I've gotten older. I've really taken those words to heart. Take care of your feet. Socks, shoes. This applies to the shoes you wear around your house, your slippers. You should be wearing things on your feet around the house. And they should be the MyPillow all-season slippers. And you really shouldn't wait so you have to pay full price. They're normally $149.98. They're $25 right now. It's a big closeout sale. They do this very rarely, but they do it, and it's available right now. They have sold out of many sizes. They will sell out of all of them before this is over. Take advantage. $25 for slippers, indoor, outdoor. They're good for everything. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. $25 all season slippers. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.